His father, or he's not.
At this point, he is their father. I've never kept them from him.
He helped them make a family.
The two criteria were that he would give up his rights and last name.
Now, are they taking all they can get?
If you want him out of the picture, then you don't accept money from him.
We never wanted him out of the picture, Your Honor.
Then you don't ask him to give up his parental rights.
Mr. Lopez, no good deed goes unpunished, sir.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Moises Lopez is suing the mother of his biological children, Tamela Forster, for her share of the children's tuition.
Order. All rise.
That's case number 436 on the calendar, the matter of Lopez versus Forster.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated.
No. Over there. Tell me your last name.
Bosley.
You and Mr. Lopez were very good friends.
Yes, ma'am.
And Miss Forster is your domestic partner.
Yes, ma'am.
You've been together for how long?
11, 12 years.
And you have twins, two
yes.
boys. How old are they?
Four.
Mr. Lopez is the biological father of those twins. And according to what I've read, the twins were conceived as a result of the two of you asking Mr. Lopez to be the biological father, sperm donor, for the twins, for the children. He agreed. Mr. Lopez says that since the boys have been born, he has tried to participate in their lives. And one of the ways that he's participated, despite the fact that initially, your agreement was that he could participate or not participate, but that you were going to be the parents, correct?
Correct.
Is that you approached him about the boys going to private school, and Mr. Lopez says that he agreed to pay for half of their tuition, and you agreed to pay for the other half. The boys go to private school, he paid his half,
yes.
and also a substantial part of your half. He wants that money back. And it is your position that you agreed to pay for some of the tuition if you could, if you were working. But you're no longer working, you're no longer in a position to pay, so that you don't have to pay. And in any event, for the first 4 years of their lives, he didn't send regular child support, but you've now taken him to court for child support, and he is now under court order to pay child support. Is that right?
That's correct, ma'am.
Mr. Lopez, no good deed goes unpunished, sir.
Correct, ma'am.
You got it?
I got it, Your Honor. I've been paying child support in a way that I've been paying her bills. And I have proof, Your Honor, of all the checks that I've been actually paying, giving her money, cash money.
Do you have any other children?
No, ma'am.
You see these children regularly?
Yes. I see them right now. It's a court order, the second and the fourth weekend. It used to be every weekend, Your Honor, until February 2009, which she requested to have it every other weekend, which I agree. I said, that's fine. But I used to have them every weekend, Your Honor. So from there, everything went down the hill.
Did you adopt the boys?
No, I did not, ma'am.
Is there any reason why Miss Bofley did not adopt the boys?
He did not agree to give up his rights, Your Honor.
Was that discussed with him prior to the boys being born?
Yes, Your Honor.
Did you have a contract?
It was verbal.
And what was the agreement?
The agreement was that when we approached him, our daughter was with us also.
Who was the biological mother of that child?
I am, Your Honor.
My partner.
How old?
She's seven.
I'm also her legal parent.
You are?
Yes.
She did adopt.
So you've adopted her?
Yes.
Okay.
When we approached him, I had two criteria. We had two criteria. The two criteria were that he would give up his rights so that she could adopt. And that was so that we had a household where legally in that house we could take care of those kids. And we also asked him about the last name being the same as our daughter so they could have cohesiveness so all three of them would have the same last name. And he agreed.
I did not agree. She asked me 3 years later, after the boys are born, she came alone. Well, you know, Kim is asking for the child, if I can give up the rights. I said, no, it's too late now. 3 years later, I've been taking care of my children for every weekend, every time that she was out sick or something, Your Honor.
Just a second. So is what you're telling me, at the time that the children were born, you did not have an agreement?
We had a verbal agreement, but 3 years later, she came over.
You have a verbal agreement for what, Mr. Lopez?
To give up the rights.
You did
in the
before
beginning.
They were born?
In the beginning, yes.
And you did not when they were born?
They're not, because they never asked for it.
Now, you started to have visitation, however, as soon as the boys were born?
Yes, every weekend.
And you agreed with that?
Yes, but he did not have them every weekend when they were born.
Every weekend.
For the first year and a half, 2 years they lived with us, he came and visited.
Fine, but he visited regularly.
He visited. We never kept them from him.
He visited regularly.
Absolutely.
And he has a whole stack of checks there that I can look at. Mm-hmm. Why don't you save me a little time? Since the boys were born, how much would you estimate he's contributed annually for the boys?
He's brought groceries from time to time. When the boys were born, he brought diapers, formula, that type of thing. It was at his discretion.
He has checks.
None of those were given to me.
Who did he pay?
He bought the items and brought them to our house. But it was periodic. It wasn't every month. It wasn't
monthly. I understand that. But what you're saying is he never paid things like your electric bill, a mortgage.
No.
Tell me what you paid for, sir.
Your Honor, I give her cash money, checks. You can see them if you want to. Her name is on it.
I'd like to see them. Just
Your
an
Honor,
example.
There were 6 months that he paid me $250
and there
a month.
Is
just a second. Hmm? So for six, you forgot about that, Ms. Forster. For 6 months, he paid you $250 a month. Which 6 months?
That was about a year ago that he did that.
And in addition to paying for that, he paid for their private school.
We shared the cost in the private school. He went in periodically when my bills got high.
Ms. Forrest, you're not following me. You can't have it both ways, madam. If you want him out of the picture, then you don't accept money from him.
But we never wanted him out of the picture, Your Honor. That was not the agreement.
Well, if you didn't want him out of the picture, then you don't ask him to give up his parental rights, because that's unreasonable. If he's in the picture, he's in for a penny and he's in for a pound. He's got both feet in the door. He's either the child's father or he's not.
I agree. And at this point, he is their father. I've never kept them from him.
He's the father and you're the mother. So that now we come to the point where I'm going to ask you. You approached him about paying for private school for the children, correct?
No, we went together. We discussed it and we went into the school.
I said, look, he doesn't start that discussion himself. He doesn't wake up one morning and say, aha, I think that they should go to private school.
Correct.
I said you approached him about the boys going to private school.
Yes.
That's all I said.
Okay.
And Your Honor, the checks that actually I mark, those are the checks that I was paying her insurance before she got pregnant, so which I was giving her $105 each month to her to pay her extra insurance.
The insurance that covered my sons when they were born was my insurance.
I paid the insurance since they won, Your Honor.
The hospital, that was all under my insurance, Your Honor.
About after they were born?
He signed them up for medical insurance after they were born
and
under
him. Just a second. And you accepted that?
Yes. And he listed
them as
Lopez.
Well, then what I'm telling you, Ms. Forster, is you can't have it both ways.
Yes.
You can't say you don't want him to be the father and give up his parental rights and at the same time say, I'm fine, I'm going to accept the insurance.
Right.
I'm going to accept cash. I'm going to approach him about paying for private school. I'm going to allow him to have visitation. You can't do that.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You can't say he breached an agreement to give up his parental rights so that we could be a family and he could be a nothing. Because a father, contrary to what many people believe, is not a nothing.
And later today...
Ms. Keeley, I don't care. It's not part of your lawsuit.
For my emotional distress...
I don't want to hear about your emotional distress. I don't want to hear emotional distress. I have my own emotional distress.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Moises Lopez says the mother of his biological children, Tamela Forster, owes for half of their children's tuition.
I understand the initial idea about you continuing the creation of this family, and you could have gone to a sperm bank, and then you would have had no problem. You decided not to do that.
Right.
I mean, I read your answer, and I found your answer a little objectionable, because if you choose somebody and they agree that they're not going to be part of children's lives, they say, fine, I'm going to do this as a favor. I'm out of the picture. Don't come to me for money. Don't come to me for insurance. Don't come to me tuition. And that's your agreement. That's one thing. But when you accept all of that, then you can't, on the other hand, say he breached an agreement to give up his parental rights so that we could be a family and he could be a nothing.
But
you can't do that, because a father, contrary to what many people believe, is not a nothing. They are a something. Okay. Give this back, please, to him. Now, you agreed to pay half the tuition. You didn't pay half the tuition. You owe him for half the tuition, because that's your responsibility. You're the mother, he's the father. How much of her half of the tuition did you pay?
Total, it was actually $7,000, Your Honor, but I can only go for $5,000, so that's what
I
pulled right here.
Yes, Your Honor. Can I see the checks?
I have the statements from the school, the slips from my credit card, and the statements from the from the bank. And I've been paying the field trips. I've been paying anything from the school owner.
I just want to know about the tuition.
Sure.
I'll hear you. Tell me why you didn't pay your half of the tuition.
Your Honor, I did pay.
Show me.
Okay.
Show me all your checks.
I don't.
Show
Your Honor,
me
I don't have receipts. I have the bill that
don't
shows
show
when
bill.
I paid and when he paid.
All I want to see is your checks.
I don't have those with me, Your Honor.
Well, that's too bad. You owe him $5,000. Judgment for the plaintiff. That's all.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Parties are excused. Miss, step out.
I'm really disappointed because I thought he was my friend.
I got tired of the whole situation playing games, and I'm not a playing games.
I've always acknowledged him as their father. He is their father. I know he loves them dearly.
I love my children, so I hope to everything gets to an end and work it out together.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Keeley versus Griffin. Step forward.
20-year-old Ramonica Keeley is suing her ex-roommate, 20-year-old Katina Griffin, for not paying rent and an assault. Katina claims she's guilty of neither.
Ladies, you were friends and roommates for a period of time. You signed a lease together for a year. It didn't work out. And each of you claimed that the other owes them rent and that the other engaged in assaultive conduct.
Yes.
So I have a claim and I have a counterclaim. Let's try to keep this as simple as possible, okay?
Okay.
When did you sign the lease?
The lease was signed February the 28th of 2009.
How long did you live there?
I'm still at the apartment.
Who do you live there with?
Just me and my daughter.
When did it start becoming unpleasant to live together?
Everything was pretty much fine up until she sent me a text message saying that she was losing her job, which was a lie.
Just a second. Don't tell me it was a lie. She sent you a text message. She was losing her job.
Okay.
In what month?
This was September the 22nd of 2009.
And she was going to have to move out?
Yes.
Did you, in fact, lose your job?
No, but I did get a notice from my supervisor that our hours were cut significantly, and I have a letter.
How much were your hours cut?
I'm currently working part-time hours now, and I used to work full-time.
How many hours part-time?
About 25.
So you told her you were not going to be able to stay there. Where did you move to?
With my parents.
Did you renew your lease on the apartment?
I didn't renew it. She'll put me in another apartment after the lease is up there, but it will be with the same complex.
Now, you moved out of the apartment when?
I moved out on September the 22nd.
No, you didn't, because I read your answer. And you still had things in the apartment in November, according to what you said.
Yeah, I did.
Then you were in the apartment in November. Do you understand?
Yes.
I think people have to understand that. You can't move your body out and say, well, I don't live there anymore, but I got my stuff there, because that means that you're there. So you have to pay her rent minimally September, October, November. Did you pay her for September and October?
Yes, I did.
She did.
She did not pay you for November.
November.
And that's what you want?
Actually, I'm suing her for unpaid rent all the way up until February for the lease that we both agreed to sign.
Did you try to get another roommate?
No.
Because you've decided to live alone with your daughter?
Yes. I need the space.
You need the space?
Yes.
So you didn't look for another roommate?
No.
So she's not going to pay you for December, January, and February?
She wasn't signed off of the lease until December the 11th, and I have that with me today.
You signed off on the lease December 11th?
Yes.
Then you pay her until December 11th, a third of the rent. Now, what was her rent?
$260. But also, she kept coming and going. She wasn't paying any rent. She still had keys. I just feel like she...
I don't care what you feel like. $346.
Your Honor, can I say something?
Go ahead.
The utilities were in her name. She actually, on September the 24th, she actually got the utilities cut off. And me and my daughter were still staying there.
Miss Keeley, I don't care. It's not part of your lawsuit.
For my emotional distress?
I don't want to hear about your emotional distress. I don't want to hear emotional distress. I have my own emotional distress.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
If I was stalking her, why would you keep coming back to the apartment? She said nothing about the fight in the restraining order at all, nothing. If you did that on... No, I'm talking, I'm sorry.
No, you're not talking.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Ramonica Keeley says ex-roommate Katina Griffin owes for rent and an assault. Katina is countersuing for rent and utilities, damages to her property, and assault.
Now you're going to tell me your version of the assault. So tell me how she assaulted you.
On November the 19th, Katina came over to the apartment. She came over with another one of our friends, another Courtney. But she falsely accused me of stalking or harassing her, which is very, incorrect. She had filed a restraining order against me the day before she came to the apartment.
Tell me about the assault. That's part of your lawsuit. Rent and assault. Could we get to it?
She was saying that she was coming to get her stuff that was in the apartment. She left a broken mirror, which I threw away because it was broken up and I didn't want my daughter to get hurt. And she had a bag of flip-flops in which I put in a plastic bag and I set them in the living room because she still had a lock on the door for which she didn't pay November's rent. So what I did was, honestly, I picked the lock because why should I have to pay $520 for one bedroom and I'm only using one of the rooms and I needed the room for my daughter.
May I say something?
So I was in my room. She came in and busted my door. My daughter was taking a nap. She slamming doors. Then she came in my room and she was like, I'm coming to get my stuff. I'm like, well, can you wait outside of my room? So she had went in the hallway and came back to the door and she was just standing there looking at me. Like I was pretty much naked and she was just standing there looking at me. I'm like, why are you standing here? I mean, what? I'm like, can you step in the living room? So I got dressed or whatever, and then I went in the living room, and we was talking. I'm like, why are you steady coming over here? I understand that you have keys, but you know that you're not paying rent, and you know that you're still working, so I don't understand why are you trying to get out of the lease. Like, she never, ever said anything about...
Would you just tell me about the assault?
Okay. We were having our words back and forth or whatever. She kept talking about the mirror, so things got loud, and so, but Ms. Griffin, she did attack me first while my daughter was standing right there.
I don't know what you mean by attack you first.
She punched me in my face.
Did you punch her in her face?
No.
No, of course not.
She punched me in my face, Your Honor.
Show me a picture.
I wasn't bruised.
I have a picture.
I'd like to see it. If she punched you in the face, Ms. Keeley, you'd have a bruise. Okay, tell me your version of the events, because you have a counterclaim for assault and rent. What rent does she owe you?
She owes me rent for a couple of times that I had to overpay for her because she was always late. This is the reason why.
Show me.
Can I say one thing real quick?
No. It's a lot of paperwork. What is this that you're showing me?
That's something that I paid for the occupancy permit that she also didn't pay me back for.
I gave her the money before we moved in the apartment. I have a receipt just like that.
Don't shout out again. Listen to me.
Yes, ma'am.
Don't shout out again.
Okay.
Give this back to her. She paid her rent. Eventually, she paid her rent all the time. The fact that you had a cover for her at some point doesn't mean she didn't pay you back, Ms. Griffin. Let's not play with each other. Okay?
Okay.
Let's not play. Put your hand down. Let's not play with each other.
Judge Judy continues. Are you the victim of an assault? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
You want to tell me, please, about your version of the assault?
Yes. It was not November 19th. It was November 17th. I went over to the apartment to get the rest of my things, and she was in the room, and I asked her where my stuff was, and she said that she threw it away. So I went back into the living room because she told me that the rest of my stuff was in the living room in the bag. So she came back out, storming back out, yelling at me, saying a whole bunch of stuff, pointing her fingers in my face, spitting in my face, pointing her fingers on top of my head, and then we just started fighting.
No, you pushed her first. According to you, the first one that put their hands on the other was you. You pushed her. Look, it's over. You're not friends anymore. You're not roommates anymore. You owe her $346.
Can I say one thing?
No.
She...
No. I said no. She's going to pay you your rent.
I know, but she lied and said that she filed the restraining order the day before she came there. She said that we fought on November the 17th. We fought on the 19th.
I don't care.
May I say something?
I don't. Listen to me.
I don't understand. If I was stalking her, why would you keep coming back to the apartment? Why would you keep coming back? She said nothing about the fight in the restraining order at all. Nothing. If you No, I'm talking. I'm sorry.
You're not talking.
I just don't understand.
You're not talking.
If I was stalking her, Your Honor, why wouldn't you include nothing about the fight into the restraining order if you filed it on the 17th? On the 19th.
Listen to me. Did the judge grant a restraining order?
No. I'm just emotionally distressed.
Just a second. You said on December 3rd, the judge granted us a permanent restraining order.
Yes, I filed after she did. She filed.
Who got a restraining order?
She did first, but we both have permanent ones on each other.
Perfect.
Right.
Wonderful. And you know what else listen to me. And you
yes,
know
ma'am.
What else you have? $346, which is what she owes you in rent.
What
Goodbye.
About the...
May I say something?
Your Honor.
Goodbye.
Parties are excused and they step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
We're here.
And on the next Judge Judy.
We were friends. We all were friends.
I mean, we're still friends to this day.
She's not my friend either, neither one of them.
Maybe she's jealous because she's fat. Maybe. That may be it. That may be the thing. Maybe. Because I'm slim and she just, this is probably because she's fat.
She's crazy.
Nothing but drama.
No more roommates.